Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now we're heading into the period when many people start preparing for the summer holidays, but what can you do to entertain the children when the sun has gone down? We are going to the NICAP case because a member of NICAP has been charged with a terror offence after allegedly displaying a flag in support of Hezbollah at a London gig. Liam O'Gohany, who performs under the name Makara, is due to appear at Westminster Magistrates Court on Wednesday, the 18th of June. Belfast-based reporter Amanda Ferguson joins me now on the line. Amanda, we won't be asking you what to do with the kids indoors over the summer, but do take us through what's happening and the timeline of events associated with this.
Okay, well, as you said, the 27-year-old Liam O'Hanna is due to appear at Westminster Magistrates Court on the 18th of June after the Met Police in London announced last night their counter-terrorism command had charged him via postal requisition with displaying a flag in support of Hezbollah. Now, he issued a statement this morning, well, NICAP issued a statement this morning through their social media account, where they said that they would vehemently deny the offence and defend themselves, and they described it as political policing. So the details regard to if a person is found guilty of such an offence, they can face an unlimited fine and or up to 6 months imprisonment. And with regard to political reaction, there's been a few tweets from Sinn Féin MLAs and MPs last night making sort of general comments, and also there was a statement this morning from People for Profit, both Jerry Carroll, West Belfast MLA, and Paul Murphy, TD, are unhappy with the charges and described it as a dangerous escalation of criminalisation of Palestine solidarity voices.
And when are these offences alleged to have taken place? What's the event where the flag waving is alleged to have occurred?
In November 2024, a gig took place, an ECAP gig took place in the O2 Forum in Kentish Town in London. The detail is that a flag was thrown up onto the stage, and all of the information around that will be laid out for the court to decide. This came after the NICAP performed at the Coachella Festival last month, and following that, senior sort of showbiz figures like Sharon Osbourne and others called for their visas to be revoked, and then it was announced that there was going to be an investigation into some of their online content, and then a month later a charge is flowing from that. Now, we do know that NICAP has had a huge amount of public support for its pro-Palestinian messaging, but they've also had criticism for their criticism of Israel. And as ever, this story isn't just going to be a court story. It's going to be a political story and have a number of different threads which will be pulled out in the time ahead.
Right. They're pretty robust in saying, you know, they don't care what effect their views have on whether or not they have access to the United States or what people they turn off with this. But, I mean, what's the impact likely to be on the band overall?
Well, you know, arguably whenever people try to sort of criticise people within the music scene and with art, it can generate more support for them than be detrimental to their careers. And you are right in what you're saying. You know, I know as the older you get in life and the longer I've been in journalism, you know whenever someone means what they say. And it's very clear that all of the members of NICAP are sort of four square behind the Palestinian people, and their argument in their statement today is that we are not the story, genocide is. That's a direct quote from their pretty lengthy statement, and their argument is that they're on the right side of history, and they said that they're going to win this court case. So we'll see what the courts decide. There'll be many twists and turns between now and then, and it's for the courts to decide what happens next.
All right, a partial distancing themselves from what happened. They say the anti-terror law has been used against them for what they say was a flag that was thrown on stage. So they are pointing out, I suppose, that it wasn't intentionally brought on stage, that it was something that was thrown up in the course of a gig.
Yes, that's right. And previously, whenever they faced criticism for some of the clips that have emerged about them, you know, they issued a statement saying that they are not supporters of Hamas or Hezbollah and never have been. So that's the position that they're going to be taking. And as they said, they deny what they described in inverted commas as the offence, and they really view what's happening as a distraction. It's been interesting, though. There's been quite a muted sort of political reaction to what's happened. Usually anything that NECAP does elicits a very strong and robust response from all quarters and all parts of the political spectrum in the north. However, there's a bit of quiet today, and I think that's because of the nature of this. It's not just a court story, you know, as I've been saying online and discussing. It's about politics on multiple levels. It's about freedom in the arts and expression. It's also about international affairs and a lot more. So the idea that this is just simply a magistrate's court case in London is a very minimal way to look at it. And I guess whenever you listen to what NECAP have said about what's happening in Palestine, what's happening in Israel and so on, you know, they don't seem as if they're going to be deterred from the course of language that they've been using with regard to these matters, because even their new documentary that's being screened on RTE and elsewhere, they're very clear that they don't care what the career impact will be. They believe, and they're taking a position on what's happening in the Middle East, and they're not afraid to say so.
Right, indeed. And if anyone who saw that documentary on them last night with Ray Goggins in the Arctic probably heard them say that in far less parliamentary terms, Amanda, than you've put it there. But for this morning, thanks to Amanda Ferguson, Belfast-based reporter there. Now, coming up, cardiologist Paddy Barrett on the 9 things you can do to radically reduce heart disease.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.